With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israel says it's stopping the entry of all goods and supplies into the Gaza Strip. It warns of, quote, additional consequences if Hamas doesn't accept what Israel says is a U.S. plan for a ceasefire extension. Hamas accuses Israel of trying to derail the fragile truce. The first phase of the ceasefire, which included a surge in humanitarian assistance, expired yesterday. President Trump is bullish on copper.
As a conductor, copper ranks with lithium and cobalt as a material for rechargeable batteries, cell phones, LED lights, flat-screen TVs, and not to mention the cords and transmission lines that power them. And then there's every saved U.S. penny. This past week, President Trump signed an executive order that calls for bolstering domestic production of U.S. copper. While the U.S. mining industry hails the directive, environmental groups remain opposed to stalled mining projects in Arizona and Minnesota. George Williams reporting.
Wall Street greets the month of March following a volatile February that saw the major averages lose ground for the month.
The February losses came despite Friday's powerful rally that saw the Dow, the Nasdaq, and the S&P advance more than 1% each. For the month, though, the Nasdaq was the biggest loser, dropping almost 4%. The S&P shed close to 1.5%, and the Dow fell 1.6% for the month. The benchmarks held on to Friday's gains despite the Oval Office blow-up between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. The rally briefly stalled but then resumed to the closing bell. Rich Thomason reporting.
Civil rights attorneys suing the Trump administration to prevent it from transferring 10 illegal immigrants detained in the U.S. to Guantanamo Bay. The lawsuit filed yesterday along with statements from the men held at the naval base. More on these stories. This is SRN News. Pennsylvania's governing body for high school sports has changed its policy that allowed boys to compete against girls in athletics to follow President Trump's executive order. The board of the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association has removed a policy that had deferred to school principals to determine an athlete's gender. High school associations in some other states have signaled they may defy the president's order, while others are taking a wait-and-see approach. Legal challenges are expected on both sides of the issue. Pepsi is the latest corporation to abandon its diversity, equity, and inclusion programs under pressure from customers. In a memo sent to employees, PepsiCo CEO Ramon LaGuarta indicates the company will no longer promote the LGBT agenda, but will instead align its sponsorships with events and groups that promote business growth. PepsiCo's brands include Gatorade, Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Mountain Dew, as well as a whole line of Pepsi products. This is SRN News. A big move in the world of baseball.
President Trump says he will issue a complete pardon of Pete Rose, who was banned from the game and the Hall of Fame for sports betting. Mr. Trump posted on Truth Social saying Rose, quote, shouldn't have been gambling on baseball, but he only bet on his team winning. The president said he would sign a pardon for Rose over the next few weeks. Rose died last fall at the age of 83. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, March the 2nd, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today. They include writer John Irving, who is 83 years old. Musician Jay Osmond of the Osmond Brothers is 70. Rocker Bon Jovi still going at 63 years old. Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa is 27. College Football Hall of Famer Reggie Bush is 40. This is SRN News.